B-Pod Studios.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to a week-ending episode of Checkpoint Daily. On today's episode, Bobby Kotick takes a massive pay cut, but he still could be making a lot of money. Also, Microsoft drops their cut of their game sales massively, and a Mandalorian video game could be on the horizon. And we close the show this week with the CPGFL. In celebration of the NFL draft, we are going to draft our dream football team of video game characters. This and more, because this is Checkpoint Daily.
The latest esports and gaming news. Checkpoint XP Daily has got you covered. Find it online at checkpointxp.com. Get in the game with your hosts, Norris, Callie, and Chad.
Hey, everybody, what's up? Happy Friday. I hope everybody's feeling good, being good, looking good, smelling good, eating good. All that type of stuff this weekend. I'm very excited because I'm going to finish watching Yusuke on Netflix, which is a story about a black samurai. It's an anime produced by the guy who drew the Boondocks.
Is it? But I was going to ask if it was like very serious or if it was kind of
serious.
Well, I was going to wonder if it was like Black Dynamite.
No. It's completely serious. Oh, okay. It's completely serious. But, I mean, it has supernatural elements and stuff like that, but it's completely serious. It's a pretty cool watch. The true draw is it is produced, the music is produced by a well-known sort of hip-hop and electronic music producer, Flying Lotus. And so it sounds incredible. Ooh. And I'm just to a point where now hip-hop producers should just do the soundtrack for all samurai-related shit. Because it just fits now. Like, post-Samurai Champloo, when Nujabes did it, that was the blueprint. And now Flying Lotus has done Yasuke. And now the context is there, is that I think samurai it just sounds like that.
It fits with how they move.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So if for no other reason, because the show so far, I would give it about 8.
Oh.
It could go higher or lower depending. But
how far are you in, you said?
Like 5 episodes.
How long is it?
30-minute episodes.
Oh, I meant like the season.
Oh, I think 10.
Oh, okay.
I think 10.
So you're about halfway.
Yeah. But I think for no other reason than to hear it is the true draw there.
Sick.
Anyway,
is that what you're talking about on Twitter the other day? We see there's no one can tell me that music isn't.
No, that was because I finished Persona 5 Shuffle or Persona 5 Strikers.
Yeah,
I keep calling it
Shuffle?
The Japanese name.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yeah, Persona 5 Scramble. It was announced as Persona 5 Shuffle, changed to Persona 5 Scramble, and then in the US is Persona 5 Strikers.
I like Strikers the best. I'm not gonna lie.
I like Shuffle. Anyway, yeah, because the music in that game, obviously, is great. So that's what I was talking about on Twitter. Chad's here.
Yeah. I'm coming off of plenty of betrayals with James, Rick, and Robbie.
Mm.
Yesterday we played some First Class Trouble.
How did that go? Obviously not well for you.
Well, you know, I don't think I had a single. I might have had one win, but I haven't had a lot. Like, it was a downhill spiral. It did take a little bit of training James because it was his first game. And they did update the game, so if anyone's played it you know, when I first played it, there was a ton of stuff I had problems with. It's still fun, but they updated it. They solved a few things, but not everything. But
got it.
Yeah.
And Callie Scales is here as well.
Oh, it's Friday.
Is it?
I'll tell you what.
It better be.
If I wake up and this is some quasi weird dream and it's not Friday,
well,
I'm still sleeping at my desk on Thursday. No,
I know it is Friday, but it's one of those things where, like, for me, it kind of just doesn't feel like the weekend yet.
You are a month away from getting married.
Yeah,
which means that all time blends together for
That's
you.
That's what it is.
There is no spare time. And there will not be until you are married, you put a ring on it.
Yeah, so I'm very excited for it, but I'm ready for it to be over.
Like, the wedding process, like, the first, like, because you give yourself a good amount of time when you get married, right? Yeah. And it's fun for a while.
Yeah.
But by the time you start getting real close, it's like, this needs to friggin' be here.
Dude,
now.
The biggest thing, and this is the only thing I'll say about it, is I'm really tired of people not sending back emails of, like, dude, like, I understand it's a pandemic, but it's been a year of this shit. That's not an excuse no more.
Yeah.
Like, send me back the email when I ask you. But anyway, with that said, here's what's happening in the world of gaming.
Alrighty, so Activision CEO Bobby Kotick has taken a 50% pay cut to his salary, which on its face, when you hear that, like, wow, a 50% pay cut.
Good guy move right there.
Good guy move. Now, and don't get me wrong, it is, like, the right thing to do when you've had to lay people off and you face these kinds of bad PR. It is the right thing to do to take a 50% pay cut. But, like most CEOs, the money is not made in your salary.
No, it's made in the bonuses.
Correct. And he's still going to bring in millions of dollars.
And
Kotaku, I think, Norris, you said it best.
Yep.
Bobby Kotick takes 50% pay cut. Still rich. Yeah.
But the big thing here is that what I am learning through not just following Bobby Kotick, but just the more I am involved here at Checkpoint and talking to more executive level people, is that bonuses can be between 2 and 15% of yearly revenue. Think about that. Activision can have a yearly revenue of like billions of dollars, and 1% of that can go to Bobby Kotick, which is potentially hundreds of millions of dollars.
Oh boy. Yeah, it's a lot of money. Listen, am I happy to see someone take a pay cut when they probably should? He has been criticized as being one of the most overpaid CEOs in the United States.
You know what?
Sure.
If he gives up his bonus, we don't know yet. We don't know yet.
Chad, he's not giving up his bonus.
We don't know, though.
Listen, he made a massive donation to U of M to help them start an esports program. He's taking a pay cut. Can I say he's not doing some of the things he probably should be? No, he is. He definitely is.
No, listen.
Like, call me skeptical.
No, listen, I'm skeptical, but it's one of those types of things where, listen, all right, you took the pay cut. I think that's important. But you know what? I would rather you not post record revenue and then lay people off.
Yeah, really.
I don't give a shit
ideal.
About how much pay cut you take.
Hey,
I don't
care.
There
we go. Take a 50% pay cut and rehire everyone you fired.
Exactly. If that's what it's really about. And by the way, that's just you.
Yeah.
That's not the rest of your executive team. It's just you.
True.
So, I mean, I'm not a CEO. I'm not in that position, but I would much rather people still have their jobs than to see a headline of you taking a pay cut.
So way back, if you recall, when the Epic Games Store came out, they made a lot of headlines because they were taking a much smaller pay cut than Steam, their contemporary. Mm-hmm. Microsoft has apparently taken notice of that, and they are now going to be reducing their cut of game sales to 12% as well, down from 30%, which matches Epic.
Listen, this is one of the smartest moves that they could do. That any online game retailer can do if you're Steam or whoever. And I'm going to just go out on a limb and be perfectly honest here. Steam, they got some shit to worry about in the next couple years. Because as Game Pass continues to proliferate throughout the gamer community, as the Epic Game Store continues to give shit away for free and lose money, which Epic is completely okay with.
Because no one can tell them no.
Because no one can tell them no.
Right.
Right? Even with, and they're not a real competitor in the slightest, but even with PlayStation Network giving away free games every month, at this point, the only reason people are still fucking with Steam is because Steam has just been there. That's what it is.
They own a huge part of the
market share. Your library is there.
Yeah.
That's it.
If you were to buy your first computer today,
yes.
You don't have a library. You don't have a background.
You're 17 years old.
You're 17 years old. You've just built your first computer. You've been a console gamer forever, and now you're switching to PC gaming.
Game Pass and Epic.
That's what I mean. Your options out there are Epic, Steam, Game Pass. Really? You're picking Steam? No, you're not.
No, you're not.
I mean,
you're not, Chad.
I don't think you're... I wouldn't say you're not going to pick it. I don't think...
I mean, you might get multiple.
It's not like it costs you something to have Steam.
But the vast majority of your library is probably not going to be on Steam.
Oh, no. I guarantee that, you know, the Epic free games is going to win you over the Game Pass, having that, if your parents
bought it
for
you. Even the Steam holiday sale is not the pull that it used to be.
Not anymore.
Man, it used to ruin my wallet every year.
It still does to a degree, but I don't see how they can compete with Epic giving away things like the entire Batman franchise for free, just because.
Just Because have it.
Including Lego Batman, which was great.
Just because. And on top of that, I mean, there's already multiple articles from multiple outlets talking about people having, like, backlog anxiety, which, by the way, to me is not a real thing. But
I got it.
You know, people having backlog anxiety. Y'all two tell me all the time how you got just a bunch of bullshit games that you'll never play.
Got tons of them.
In your Steam library.
No, it's not really anxiety. It's the need to, it's free. I'm getting it.
Listen, I don't pick it up if I ain't playing it.
No, I want it.
No, if I look at it and I say I'm not gonna play that game, I'm not gonna waste the hard drive space.
See, my problem, it's not that I'm
not even hard drive space. You have to download it.
I'm not gonna waste the library space. I know it's arbitrary and it doesn't mean anything. I'm not gonna sit there and have it staring at me all day.
Because I don't want to miss out on the opportunity that might be a great game that I'm just missing out on.
If it's that great of a game, I'm okay with paying for it full price.
I guess, but at the same time, like I'm not always on the same side as everyone on video games all the time. Like I like a lot of games that people don't like, and people I don't like a lot of games that people do like. So it's a up in the air kind of thing.
But I have plenty of games that I want to play that just and I downloaded or I got them for that reason, and it's just like, yeah, but when?
Yeah, but I mean, I think the biggest thing here is that this will entice smaller developers to put their shit in the Microsoft store. And that's what this is about, right? Because everybody wants to have the next Devolver, wants to have the next Supergiant, wants to have the next, you know, whatever. Everybody wants to have that studio on their team. And, you know, Steam has always just won by attrition. And now that there's more options, and listen, competition is good for the consumer.
Right.
But now that there's more competition, there's nothing inherently that has me on Steam outside of the fact that just my shit is there. And that's only because I'm old. The new generation, Steam will not have the same hold. And I think they got some shit to worry about.
The minute they stopped making games and only cared about Steam was an issue for them, because at least with some of their games...
Well, it hasn't been traditionally. People just can't... They still had no competition.
Well, I know, but like, it really is a detriment. If you think about it, both Epic and Microsoft have their own games and developers.
That's true.
Steam doesn't anymore. They don't do anything. They don't have a new Portal. They don't have a new Left 4 Dead. They don't have a new Half-Life. Those are games that would bring people to Steam that they don't do.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd have to, like, go and recreate all these teams to make these new games. It's not like it's as easy as it used to be.
I would love to see Steam's user numbers and to see, like, their average login time pre and post Epic Game Store.
Yeah.
I would love to see just how many people have actually been on Game Pass and Epic Game Store more than they've been on Steam. Because I would bet money that the delineation between younger users being on other platforms as opposed to olders is pretty stark. But, you know, anyway, it's neither here nor there. Good on Microsoft and good for the small developers. Get your money. And by the way, good Lord, 30%, a third.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's quite
holy
a bit.
Shit.
They've been doing that for years.
Well, yeah, I mean, for a while, it was, a 30-70 split with the developer taking the 70 split. Now they're going to get 88%, which is... way nicer.
Way nicer.
Rumor has it that a Star Wars Mandalorian game is in the works. Now, this comes from a very grain of salt origin that has picked up some steam.
Yeah.
Originally, this started as kind of a joke when someone spotted a Mandalorian Funko Pop on Phil Spencer's shelf behind him in a call. He is known for teasing new games and hardware mm-hmm. on his shelf behind
him. That's true. That's true.
Afterwards, industry insider Nick Baker was able to say, I have heard that someone is making a Mandalorian game, but he was unwilling to share anything else.
Let me say this, man. All right. They have yet to make a good Mandalorian game, and by that I mean Boba Fett, Jango Fett. You had Star Wars Bounty Hunter back in the day.
I can hardly think of any. They've only tried it once or twice.
That game was not fun. You had Shadows of the Empire,
which
was good. It's a very good game, but they haven't been able to recapture that magic quite yet.
Yeah, their next best attempt at doing like the scum and villainy aspect was probably the Old Republic, where you could build a pretty interesting scum and villainy tech type person,
mm-hmm.
Bounty hunter type person.
But that's an MMO.
I know. I'm thinking like single player games. Not really, because if you're playing Star Wars, you want to have a laser sword.
Well, but even if you don't, even if you're one of those people that's like, actually, Jedi don't interest me. I'm actually more interested in the whole bounty hunter aspect.
Fair enough.
But the thing about it is that I have no track record to run off of. Outside of the games we just named, can you point to me? Can you do it?
No, not really. And I believe I've played a lot of Star Wars games.
And if it's story based, would they have to have some type of canon? Is this like an in between the seasons? Well, what is the point of it?
That's the thing is, like, cause if they call it The Mandalorian, when does that take place? Because if you just want to have a Mandalorian game, well, there's plenty of time you could pull from where you wouldn't hurt anything. Like, mm-hmm. The Mandalorians have been around since the Old Republic, and they've been basically what they are since the Old Republic. There was one period of time where they became a very peaceful people during the Clone Wars, and that was kind of it.
I get nervous when they do these types of things where it's like, it's based off a movie coming out or a series coming out. They should just stick
to historically, that has not gone well.
It's never gone well, and they should just stick with the idea. Star Wars games that have just been existed were good.
But let's just even just look at it. The best Star Wars games, and Chad, you're absolutely right, the best Star Wars games have always been side stories. Yeah. All of them.
Or just
they've
kind of
never
shooting,
ever,
beat each other up games.
Not even, right? Rogue Squadron, arguably, in my opinion, until Jedi Fallen Order, probably the best Star Wars game.
Rogue Squadron,
ever.
KOTOR.
Yeah, oh, KOTOR.
Yeah, I was
KOTOR,
like,
you have KOTOR, Rogue Squadron, and Shadows of the Empire, in my opinion, as the top three Star Wars games put out. Fallen Order.
But
if
you want to go older, you can say Dark Forces.
Oh, hell yeah. Dark Forces
is
Jedi
amazing.
Academy.
Well, Jedi Outcast.
Yeah, Jedi Outcast.
Those are great, yeah.
All of them side stories.
Yeah.
The only one that has anything to do with the actual trilogy or original trilogy or anything like that is shit like...
Force Unleashed, I guess.
That's a side story.
It is, but at least it takes place at that point.
X-Wing versus TIE Fighter. And
then there was the Super Star Wars games that
and
all follow
this. Those are fine.
They're Super Nintendo games, yeah.
Yeah, they're fine. But if you're talking about this, the top tier, none of them are based off of IP that already exists.
Yeah,
you know, so
they might have character in them or reference, but yeah, no,
for sure they definitely do. You'll hear names that you know.
Yeah, right. But that's the thing that worries me is that the thing with The Mandalorian that made The Mandalorian so cool is the fact that it did kind of exist on its own island, and you got to see more of these worlds in this universe that was built for it. And I just feel like...
These universes are so vast, I don't want to see the same IP in different places. I want shows to be different than the movies. I want the games to be different than the movies
and
shows.
Yes, exactly.
I want everything to... I want to learn as much as I can about these different factions, these different people, these different organizations, whatever. And it doesn't have to tie to a Mandalorian. I mean, I guess if it's about the Mandalorians, that's a different story. If it's about the Mandalorian.
Yeah, if they want to call it Star Wars Mandalore.
Yeah,
and,
sure,
and
I'm
we're
in.
Gonna, and that we're going to see a period of time on Mandalore during the Mandalorian Wars.
Sure, cool.
Hell yeah.
That'd be cool. I changed my tune, but it sounds like this.
I mean, and also The Mandalorian is 2 seasons old. What the fuck? Like, come on, man.
Admittedly, they've been really good.
They have been really good, but this is sort of what I mean about everybody's rush to create this fucking, and this is Star Wars included, to create this fucking MCU all-encompassing multimedia. Dude, chill the fuck out. Let the show breathe, for goodness sake. That's how I feel. Anyway, that's going to be it for part one. And part two, in celebration of the NFL draft, of which, Callie, I'm sure you're pretty happy about how the Lions did.
Man, it's so weird.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do with myself.
And
do you think they're going to win something?
Of course not.
Well, probably
anyway,
not. Here's what I know. As I watched the draft and I liked the pick, but I still was like, I should get angry. I don't know anything else. I don't know how to be happy. And Sarah looked at me like I was a freak.
Anyway, in celebration of the NFL draft, we're going to build a football team of video game characters. Make sure you guys stay tuned for more on Checkpoint Daily.
Share your thoughts on socials with us at Checkpoint XP on Facebook and Twitter. You could even be featured on tomorrow's show.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to Checkpoint Daily. Don't forget to go to the website, checkpointxp.com. And don't forget to check out the content that we get from one of our partners, Looking for Group. They put out weekly content around college esports programs, coaches' profiles. We also let you know what scholarships to look out for. So if you're looking for a scholarship in esports, make sure you head over to that checkpointxp.com, and you can check out all the stories and information over there. Now, NFL draft was last night. Everybody on Twitter was super excited about it. I didn't give two shits about the NFL draft.
Didn't even know
I don't
what was
care
happening.
About the NFL. I haven't watched a football game in years. It don't move me. But Callie was very excited about the NFL draft.
Yeah, I'm pretty geeked about it. My team finally did something smart, and
still gonna fail?
I'm sure they will. I don't know.
Let me tell
probably.
You something. Let me tell you
My
something.
My team's never going to win. They never have.
Underperformance. You also picked CLG, so...
Yeah, correct. So I'm sure I'll be miserable for eternity.
Underperforming is in the Detroit Lions' DNA.
Correct.
That is woven into the very fabric of the organization.
But in the interest of making a winning team, we thought maybe we'd create the Checkpoint Video Game Football League.
That's right, the Checkpoint. Point GFL.
That's right.
Gaming Football League is what we getting ready to make up, and we will have teams. So here's the rules. Callie has all the positions, but here's the first rules. No repeat picks. So if somebody has somebody on their team, they're off the draft board.
They're gone. They're off the board.
They're gone.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't pick them again.
Okay.
Second rule, they have to come from video games. So no crossover IPs.
Oh, so
can't pick
like
no
from...
X-Men. Can't pick no Marvel Star characters. Wars. No Star Wars characters. None of that. No Smash characters. Unless they come from
a video game,
games.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, Mario characters can't count?
Yeah, you can take a Mario character.
You can take, whatever.
Gotcha.
But the whole point is they must come from video games.
Correct.
All right. So those are the two cardinal rules. And if you break them, you lose a pick.
All right.
GFL?
God,
Checkpoint GFL.
I want to see the GFL.
There you go.
All right. Callie has the positions. What are our positions?
We are doing this fantasy style, so you have to draft a quarterback, leader of your team, someone who can either throw or run, preferably both.
Ooh. All right.
A running back, either someone who is large and can tank their way through the opposing line, or small and fast and can get between them.
Yep.
Two wide receivers. You need two wide outs, so people who can catch, people who can jump, people who can run. You need a kicker. Pretty simple, self-explanatory.
You
need a tight end, typically someone who can block and also catch.
Yep.
And you need a defensive captain of some sort, someone who's going to lead your defense. In fantasy league, you just pick an entire defense. You don't pick all the positions.
All right. So, with the first pick in the Checkpoint GFL, Chad Callahan, you are on the clock.
All right. Well, what was the first one?
You can quarterback, running back, two wide receivers, kicker, tight end, or defensive.
Oh, we're not going in order. Okay.
You can do it in any order you like.
So hold
wherever
on.
You want to start.
You got it written down.
I've got it.
We're
gonna
keep track. We got the draft all board right. over with Callie. Chad, you have pick one.
I'm gonna do the all right. My quarterback. Someone's good at catching and
that's incorrect.
Throwing.
Somebody who's good
throw
at
throw and run.
Throw and run. Bomberman.
And as a leader.
Bomberman.
Bomberman.
Bomberman. All right.
I would not have guessed Bomberman. First off the board.
No. So now over to me.
All right, Norris, you have the second pick in the 2021.
The second pick. So my first pick in round one, I will pick a running back, Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ooh,
I took one of mine. That's off my draft board. All right, Sonic the Hedgehog goes as a running back to Norris. I am up next, and with the third pick in the 2021 CPGFL draft, I will be selecting Bayonetta as a wide receiver.
Damn it!
Ooh.
Off my board!
Yeah.
Bayonetta must be included in that.
In everything. Listen, she can turn into a panther and run real fast, and then she can turn into a bat and fly.
Yep.
Like, she's going to be a great wide receiver.
All right.
All right, I'm going with my kicker.
Your kicker? Chad's going to be the person in the fantasy league who takes a kicker in round two.
Chun-Li.
Oh, that's actually a good kicker.
Damn it!
That's really good, Chad.
I had to do it before Norris was going to take it. I assumed that was in
there.
That's
not bad. That's good.
So upset.
Norris, you have your second round pick.
All right, here we go. For my quarterback, I will be picking from Overwatch, Soldier 76.
Ooh.
Natural born leader, also can activate. his visor, which means he has 100% accuracy.
That is not bad. That is not bad. You can only You can only do it every so often. So yep. one quarter, you're going to be
killing
it.
But I need to throw the bomb, Marowski.
Yeah. All right, I dig it. Up next, you know what, Chad? I'm going to do this for you. I'll take my kicker as well. I'm going to take Captain Falcon as my kicker.
Oh, okay. All right. That's pretty good. The Falcon kick.
Yep, that's right. I don't know how accurate it's going to be, but we'll find out.
But the ball will catch flame.
That's correct.
All right.
Chad.
I made the joke earlier, but tight end Dante, because he has a tight end. So
All right.
Throwing that in there.
Okay.
I hate you, Chad.
That is just the wrong reasons.
All right. Dante goes number three to Chad. For quote, his tight end. Norris, your third round pick.
All right. My third round pick at tight end, Sion from League of Legends.
Oh, okay. Interesting. He can certainly block.
He will block. Catching, I don't care, because even if you block him and he falls down, he'll come right back up and barrel through everybody else.
That's not bad. You know what, Norris? I'm also going to take my tight end in the third round. I'm going to take Ryu.
Ooh.
From Street Fighter as my tight end. I feel like he's big. He can block. He can probably catch. Yeah, he can turn quick.
Yeah, I like it.
Going into the fourth round so far, Chad, you have taken Bomberman at quarterback.
Yep.
Chun-Li as kicker and Dante as your tight end.
What do I have left?
You need a running back, two wide receivers, and a defensive captain.
All right, wide receiver. Oh, no. Yeah, wide receiver, I'm going with Kratos. I feel like he's big.
Oh, you took my running back pick.
I feel like
that's a really good pick.
He's going to hold his ground.
Very good pick. I would have put him at tight end, but you know what?
Nah, the joke still stands.
No, but you know what? There have been big wide receivers before. It is not uncommon.
Yeah, that's true. Right. Calvin Johnson.
There you go. One of the greatest of all time.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what do I have left on the board?
You've got Sonic, Soldier 76, and Sion. So you've got your quarterback, your tight end, and your running back. You need two wide receivers, a kicker, and a defensive captain.
All right, so for my kicker, I will take Hitmonlee.
Pokemon.
Hitmonlee. I also had a Pokemon on my list, so we'll see if I get that one. But I'm not taking it now. I'm not taking my defensive captain right now.
Mm-hmm.
For my running back, I am going to take the Charger from Left 4 Dead 2.
Damn, what a great pick! Out of nowhere! That's a great pick.
I love that.
Small conference school, out of nowhere.
Yeah, Division II school.
Division II school, but you know what? Sleeper pick.
I think the ceiling is high with the Charger.
Excellent pick. Yeah. Wow.
Chad, to you for the fifth round.
I'm running out of ideas here. Okay, I need to get another wide receiver.
You need another wide out. You need a defensive captain, and you need a running back.
Okay. I feel like I need Mario as my captain.
Very good. Yep. Natural leadership
abilities. Oh, your defensive captain. Okay, yeah, Mario going in as a defensive captain.
Natural leadership abilities.
He's well known. He's well liked. He's going to keep... He's going to keep the morale up, right?
I dig it.
All right. My defensive captain, Master Chief.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's a good one. I like that, too.
Really good. I'm going a different route with my defensive captain. I'll take mine this round as well. You know what? My defensive captain is not going to lead with words. My defensive captain is going to lead by making sure no one can advance the football. My defensive captain is Snorlax.
Oh!
No one. I'm putting him on the defensive line.
You know
and
what?
Your running game ain't going nowhere.
You know what? And unless you got a poke flute, you're fucked.
Exactly.
Chad.
I'm trying to remember this character's name. She's from Apex. She's the teleporty chick, and I'm blanking on it.
Wraith,
thank you. She's going to be my running back.
That's not bad.
Great pick. I will think along the similar lines, wide out number one, I'm going with Tracer.
Tracer for wideout number one. I dig it. All right, you know what? I believe all I need is another. I need another wideout, and I need a quarterback still. My wideout is going to be, Chell from Portal.
Very nice. Very nice. We're going with the quick, zippy, you know.
Wideout, yeah.
Everybody's gonna be running 15-yard post routes.
No one's going deep for
this
one.
We are the only people. we're the only assholes. Everybody cut through the middle, which is suicide for a wide receiver.
Exactly.
Anyway, Chad. What does Chad got left?
Chad, you've got your quarterback, your kicker, your tight end, your defensive captain, your wide receiver. What did you put Kratos as?
Wide receiver.
Wide receiver. So you need a running back.
So I just did my running back.
Then you need a...
I think I don't. You need two wide receivers.
Yeah, you need
two
wide receivers.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Sorry, okay. I had Wraith as a wide receiver, not a running back. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna choose Orin from Final Fantasy X.
He's got one arm, and you're picking him as a to catch.
Yeah.
I dig it.
He holds that big ass sword.
He doesn't have one arm.
Day.
He has both arms.
He's got one functional arm.
He's just a Ronin, so he tucks one back.
He brings the other arm out only when he does his overdrive.
You know what? No.
No, it's too late. No, it's too late. You picked the one arm motherfucker to be your wide receiver. All right.
Norris is defending it until he wants to change.
All right.
Norris, who do you want?
Here's my last pick, Farah, my second wide out.
You know what? The wings, you just got to bomb it up in the air. That's a great pick.
Yep. So I have a very Overwatch-heavy team, but you know what? It's because they specialize.
Yeah.
The skill positions.
I think it's good. So all I'm missing is my quarterback. First NFL draft in history to draw
that's never happened
last.
Ever.
Kirk
Cousins.
My quarterback, yeah. I'm going to take Matt Stafford. No, I'm going to take Commander Shepard, the ultimate leader.
The ultimate leader. There you go. All right. So, Kelly, let us run through the teams, and then we will say who has the best chance of winning the chip. Chad, since he had first pick, what's Chad's team?
Chad's team consists of Bomberman.
Hell yeah.
Chun-Li.
Oh yeah.
Dante.
Hell yeah.
Kratos.
Ah.
Mario. Wraith.
Oh yeah.
And Orin.
Yes.
Arguably, probably contending for most attractive team.
Oh, it's definitely the hottest team, yeah. Plus Bomberman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Norris. Your team is Sonic, Soldier 76, Scion, Hitmonlee, Master Chief, Tracer, and Farah. Pretty good team. I dig it. My team is Bayonetta, Captain Falcon, Ryu, the Charger, Snorlax, Chell, and Commander Shepard.
All right, let's be objective here. Which one of those three teams wins the big game?
Mine.
That's not true.
that was far from objective.
you have a man
hey.
At wide receiver, you have a man who tucks one arm into his sleeve and uses
the other one to carry a sword. How strong the other arm has to be to one arm a mace immune?
So put him as a running back.
What? He's not fast.
Anyway.
So you put a slow one-armed guy at running back or at wide receiver.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That sounds like he just is a catch.
You probably should have made him a quarterback.
No.
Let me explain how these things work.
We do know the championship game is between my team and Cali's team, period.
Everyone's got to vote on Twitter.
Yeah, we'll vote on Twitter.
You know what? Yeah,
you know what? We'll put the vote to Twitter and we'll come back next week. I believe in my team. I believe my team is by far the strongest based on their abilities and their position.
They get to keep their weapons.
No, they have to play with ball.
I hope they get to keep their weapons because Chell Sands the portal gun is going to be a rough go.
All right, if their weapon is a vital part of why you pick them, they get to keep it.
Fair enough. I think it'll be an interesting match. That said, if it's going to a popularity contest, Chad may well win, so we'll see.
I don't know, man. I got Sonic at running back. I have no idea how you stop that.
I got a Charger at running back.
Yeah, that's another good point.
I have stopped that, though.
Yeah,
mid-charge?
That is true.
With a shotgun.
Listen,
but
that's going to be it for Checkpoint Daily this week. You know what? Yeah, let's put this out to Twitter.
We will.
And see how everybody feels about each sort of football team. And you tell us who ends up winning that chip. Be objective, okay? Don't just pick the tight ends, okay, as Chad did. Don't just... think with your loins, okay? Actually think about who would win. For Chad Callahan and Cali Scales, I am Norris Howard, and we hope to see you back next week. Have a good time, everybody.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.